Okay, so when it comes to the six parshas of Yitzchak Avinu, and the question is, when we look at Abram's life, he gets three parshas in Torah. When it comes to Yaakov's life, he gets six parshas in Torah. Why is it when it comes to Yitzchak, he only gets this one parsha, parshas told us. He doesn't get as much airtime as the other elves in the Torah, so what's the reason for this? So perhaps we can explain as follows. So if you look in parshas Bechukosai, in Perchavah, Pesukim and Beis, so Pasuk says, Zecharti is Brisi Yaakov, Afer is Brisi Yitzchak, Afer is Brisi Avim Eskov, Eretz Eskov. So I'll remember the Bris of Yaakov, and the Bris of Yitzchak, and the Bris of Avim I'll remember, and the land will remember. So Rashi is already bothered. Why is it that when it comes to both Avram and Yaakov, the Torah mentions Zechir, but when it comes to Yitzchak, the Torah doesn't explicitly mention Zechir, remembering? And Rashi explains that the reason for this is because that the Ephrosh of Yitzchak, the ashes of Yitzchak, near the front of Savim Munach and Mizbeach are seen in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and placed on Mizbeach, referring to the fact that after Yitzchak Avinu went to the Akedah, his ashes, Kaviyachal, are placed on Mizbeach, always in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the Torah doesn't need to mention Zechira by Yitzchak, because there's always the constant Zechira of Yitzchak in the merit of his Akedah. So Maral explains that the significance of the Akedah of Yitzchak is that the Akedah of Yitzchak always serves as the eternal remembrance of the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu is always connected to Klal Yisrael. That the fact that a person had so much Mesiras Nefesh was willing to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that one act defined who Yitzchak Avinu was, therefore it serves as a permanent reminder of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always connected to Klal Yisrael and the Mesiras Nefesh of Klal Yisrael for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps for this reason, that's why Yitzchak Avinu is not mentioned as much in the Torah as when it comes to Avram and Yaakov. Because when it comes to Avram and Yaakov, there are many different events that sort of define who they were. But when it comes to Yitzchak, his life is really defined by this one moment, the one decision of his to be Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that one moment, that one decision was worth everything as Avram and Yaakov as well. And the message is, perhaps, that if we look at the ongoing Melchama, the soldiers who are willing to be Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, like Yitzchak Avinu, the ones who are willing to give up their lives, that's who's offers Munach Lefan V'Mizbech. That's the one who is the permanent Zechira of the close relationship that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And even though they might not be getting as much attention, if we look at the generals, all the news media, whatever, they're focusing on those who are up sort of farther away from the battlefield, but the ones who are actually risking their lives, the ones who are taking the message of Yitzchak Avinu, actually being Moser Nefesh for to save the Jewish people, those are the ones whose offer is Munach L'Mizbeach, those are the ones whose ashes are placed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to serve as the eternal remembering of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an eternal relationship with the Jewish people.